Our community connection on the way, brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. And we get to talk United Way this morning. So starting off with the United Way Executive Director, and we've got a gaggle of people in here. But Lisa, Carrie, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Charlie. I'm happy to be here. Appreciate the Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville being here with us.
Absolutely.
It's a fantastic organization, and we're honored to be a partner agency with them. They're one of our partner agencies. They do fantastic work in our community.
And, of course, we talk about partner agencies, but really you support programs of those agencies, and it's specific programs that they come to you and say, we need help with this, or we would like funding for that because we'd like to do more.
Absolutely, yeah. We, you know, as United Way, we don't provide direct services. We're able to help with some of the funding for their programs. So Boys and Girls Club is one of those that they have a program that we're able to go out and fundraise for, and our donors are able to help the fantastic work that they do with the youth of our community, specifically in the area of education, character building. And each and every day they're impacting the lives of youth, and that will then, you know, pay dividends in the future.
Now of course, over the course of the last, I don't know, you can pick the number, 10, 12 years or so, the growth rate that we saw for the Boys and Girls Club, when, I think when I first arrived in the late 90s, that we were talking, it's really great, we passed 250 members or whatever it was, mm-hmm. at that particular time, and over the years, more than 1,000 members, and the numbers keep growing, and of course with a great new facility and outdoor activity throughout the year. It's still a great buy if you just add up the overall, $35 or $30 for a year. It's just a tremendous buy for mom and dad.
Yeah, and what I really appreciate is not only that, it's what they're doing to impact our future, mm-hmm. and how they're influencing the youth that not only provides that direct services, but what they're doing to change lives and make sure that it's really helping secure a future. So if you look at the facility, that's just one aspect of what provides, but it's the people that are invested in Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville. We're very fortunate to have that in our community. The building doesn't hurt, but it's the people that run it. And their passion and their mission to really invest in the young people and those families. It's a really cool place. And if you go in, you can feel how much they're appreciative, and the kids are just so happy to be there. But it would just be a building without the staff that are in there doing the day-to-day work and making a difference.
You walk in the door, and I don't care, 5 minutes after the students arrive from school, and you hear the sounds of school going on, I guess.
Yes.
But you also hear computer keyboards, you hear basketballs, you hear whatever happens to be going on. So it's neat that they, the number one emphasis, without actually using those words, is let's sit down and do some homework.
Absolutely, but they're also making it interesting, making it stick. They're making sure that those life lessons are learned in a way that not only they'll think about just at the moment, but then when they go home, they'll start thinking about that. And some of the youth that they're able to serve probably don't have that support system.
Yep.
So that's a huge need that our community is very fortunate. I've been in other places, and it's a really unique service that Bartlesville has. And our community has wrapped their arms around the Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville and has invested in them. And again, it's not, without the volunteers and the staff, that's what makes it happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm a firm believer in investing in youth so that they can be able to take care of us in the future. But also, they give them hope. And it's hard to define what hope is. But that's something that I can see evident when I go in there. So making learning important, not only just in that whether they're trying to help people read their meet their reading proficiency, but also those character building, how to make them make good life choices, how to make them understand the importance of continuously asking questions or make decisions when they have peer pressure. That's what I've recognized with the Boys and Girls Club, and what I hear stories around our community that makes it me so proud that they're part of United Way. And we certainly don't fund all of their program. They have a lot of people that are contributors, but I'm honored to have them as part of a program that we just do a small part with.
Well, we're talking about the United Way and specifically about the Boys and Girls Club. We'll talk to some of the folks from Boys and Girls Club when we continue in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and again talking with United Way, and particularly one agency that the United Way contribution dollars support. We're talking with the Bartlesville Boys and Girls Club, and Jacob, you were in the door first, so for no other reason, I'll say hi to you first, but maybe I should be saying ladies first, and Cheryl Streets, thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
And let's talk about the Boys and Girls Club. Again, the United Way dollars support the programs that you get to offer to the young people that walk in your door every day.
Right. And actually, I'm really glad that Lisa touched on it a little bit. We can have the best program in the world, but the staff and those relationships that they build, and I'm going to step on Cheryl's toes a little bit because she likes to say this, but I'm going to say it.
That's what you get for talking first.
That's right. 5 years from now, 10 years from now, the kids won't remember, you know, what they did in Spanish Club, but they'll remember that staff that kind of like helped them and, you know, made one comment, positive comment, that's the first positive comment they'd heard all week. And, you know, so that's what we're trying to do more than anything, is get that positive relationship for them.
And not only those few years that you're talking about, but decades later, I don't care what age person you talk to, everybody can point to 1, 2, 3, 4, a number of people when they were in, you picked the year, fourth grade, sixth grade, senior in high school, that was there as a constant encourager for them, and kind of whether, you know, how's it going today, or maybe, you know, what can I do to help you?
Oh, I mean, I see people come. I've only been here for 4.5 years, and even I still have some people that come back and want to say hi to me, but I see people come in every day yelling for Mama Cheryl. Because that was their staff back then when they, you know, needed somebody, and she was that person for them. So yeah, it's really cool to see. You go to Walmart and you hear kids yell your name and stuff like that. That's the best feeling. So
I got to ask the question now. You know, 15 years from now, when people see you at Walmart, are they still going to yell, "Hey, Mom"?
They do all the time. They sure do all the time.
Yeah, I serve on Crime Stoppers USA board, and we got one lady that I don't know how she apparently just, you know, I know her actual legal name, but everybody calls her Mom. You know, it doesn't matter. She's 70 plus, but everybody calls her Mom. You know?
That's right. I'm fortunate to have over 1,100 kids.
Wow, that's a big job.
Hold it up. Yeah. Well,
she looks great.
Yeah. So what's supper time like at your house? Never mind. Tell me a little bit about how you get to interact with these kids.
Well, you know, coming to the Boys and Girls Club, it opened up a totally new world to me. It gave me a perspective that I hadn't had before, and I am blessed beyond measure to be able to be part of these kids' lives on a daily basis. Boys and Girls Club is a wonderful organization. We're a youth development organization that invests in our kids so that they have the tools in their tool belt that equip them to graduate on time, from high school with a plan for their future, develop good character and citizenship, and live a healthy lifestyle. And those are our three core program offerings. And thank you so much. There's no way we could do what we do without the partnership of the United Way and all of our community support. It takes a village. It really does. And all of our combined efforts make Boys and Girls Club such a special place to be. And every day the kids walk in and they get, you know, they're greeted by name. We know about them. We know about their lives. We know what's going on in their lives. And that's the investment that I think, well beyond the programs, that the content of the programs that we provide will take these kids into successful lives in the future and as an adult.
Well, the programs are what you do. The dollars United Way provide is how you get to do that.
That's
but
right.
It's that friendly smile that really is the mission.
Mm. Well, it definitely plays a big part of it, yeah. Yeah. We want to make sure that their entire life is taken care of, and part of that is the nurturing aspect of it, for sure.
Well, let's talk about the United Way dollars, because that really is the focus of what we're here for today. How important is that contribution to what you do?
It is absolutely vital. They provide the comprehensive youth development dollars that we utilize in those three core program areas. And Jacob is going to be able to talk to you about all of the different programs within those areas much more eloquently than I can, but the United Way is such a vital part of our mission.
And I tell you guys have got a great mutual admiration society going on. It's wonderful. But I'm sure that's, and I know that's what I hear from the students. When you do what you do to produce the youth of the year on a consistent basis, and to see the scholarship dollars that are going to, okay, those particular recipients, mm-hmm. but also all the other work that, if you know, you started it when they were extremely young, mm-hmm. and taking them through theoretically 12 years of school here, that says something about the lives that you're touching on a daily basis.
Yeah, and what's cool is you can kind of see the progression. The younger kids, what we try to do is we're just trying to be in everything. Let's get them an interest sparked in them in some area, whether it's STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics, education. If they like going to the gym, playing basketball, sports, you know, whatever it is, we want to be somewhere where they can kind of hone in on that. So when they get to middle school, 7th, 8th grade, that type of grade level, we're trying to hone in on that, focus on that interest that they have, that passion that they have, and give them the tools, resources that they need to do it and do it well. And then by the time, like Cheryl mentioned, that they get to high school, we're trying to plan for after school. Let's get them graduated on time, and let's get them, you know, if they have a passion, they have an interest, let's see if we can get them a job in that field, or, you know, at least give them a leg up when they do start looking for jobs and stuff like that. Or if they want to do, you know, education after school, let's get them the resources they need for that. So,
yeah. But you do actually go through some of those things, like that job interview. It may not be, you may or may not call it a job interview practice, but that's what you're doing.
Sure, yeah. So our career launch program is focused on getting them. We do mock interviews, just like they would get at any other job interview. They learn how to build a resume, fill out applications, things like that. And we actually hire a lot of our junior staff that are still in high school out of that career launch program that want to work at the club and give back to the club that kind of nurtured them. So it's a really cool program.
Yeah, I get to talk frequently during the summer months with some of your junior staff members.
Yeah.
And the enthusiasm on their faces, you can see the image of what they think they're doing in the lives of people, whether you want to say a payback for something that someone did for them, or mm-hmm. just get excited about the fact that they're helping somebody else.
Yeah, and it's almost always kids that needed the club when they were kids, and they want to give that back to the kids that are coming in after them. So it's a really cool thing to see.
What's the best thing of going to work every day for you?
Coming up with new stuff, I think, is the coolest thing, because, like, we've got a Spanish club going on that we've been doing for about a year now. We've got a couple bilingual staff that we're just like, let's, you know, try to teach the language, but also the culture of not just Mexico and Central America, South America, but Spain, Portugal, you know, do the culture, the food. The kids love the food part.
Who doesn't like food?
Right. We just started a partnership with ABB to do a robotics club. And that's taken off pretty, it's amazing how many kids are interested in those sorts of things that you would never think, oh, that kid, but that's the one that, that is really into it. So I just coming up with the new programs and thinking of different stuff that, maybe a kid that doesn't like anything that we're doing yet, coming up with something for that kid.
And I think that, yeah, that would be part of the challenge is finding, you know, where is the spark that ignites this particular individual? Because, yeah. Okay, so you can say some of the things you just talked about, mm-hmm. some of the STEM activities or language or new food, whatever it might be, but there's still that kid that is over in the corner someplace that you haven't quite got the spark yet for that boy or girl.
That's right. And a lot of what we do is just throw everything at them and see what sticks. I mean, we'll get our hands into anything we can to get that one kid to do, you know, participate in something that interests them. So
yeah,
and that's what's so wonderful about this community. We totally need our volunteers that come in, and those retirees that have spent their careers doing something really cool, or that just have a wonderful hobby. If you have an interest and you have a little bit of time, I can guarantee you we can find a kiddo that would latch onto you like crazy, and coming in and doing volunteer applications, getting our background checks done, and we can plug you in if that's something that you have an interest in investing in directly.
And I know you talked to quite a bit about some of the STEM activities, which mm-hmm. of course there is an emphasis on that, and we should. I'm not going there at all.
Sure.
But you also find the arts programs for these mm-hmm. kids, the
Absolutely.
Other you know the things that they would maybe want to sit down and write about or mm-hmm. or you know, whether it's music or painting or whatever it might be, you're looking or seem to be looking at least at the whole individual.
Sure, and that's a big emphasis for us moving forward with the new building. Now that we have that kind of space to utilize, we want to get bigger into dance. We want to get bigger into music and composition and things like that, lyricism, poetry, staged acting, things like that. So now that we have those spaces in this new facility, we've got some staff and some volunteers that are really interested in those things. We want to move forward with that arts, and you know, as much as the schools are doing a great job of trying to keep that stuff alive, we want to kind of be that place where if that's something that you're really into, then the club is the place for you to go.
Is it a fair statement for me to say that whether it's something that they already have an interest in at school or mm-hmm. whether that's something that you have found that interest in them, that you're there to energize whatever that interest
that's
is?
That's right, yeah. We will never claim to be experts in anything, but we can give you the tools, or we can find the people that are. To bring them in and kind of nurture that spark. So
well, I'll dispute that one claim. I think you are an expert in igniting kids and their enthusiasm and character development. We haven't heard yet from Paige Kimry at all this morning, and I need to at least say you're here. We need to find out what's going on. And you know, as a PR person, as a spokesman, this gives you a lot to talk about.
It does, yeah, and it's fun to come to the radio with our partner agencies and just talk about what they're doing in the community, because we're out in the community raising money so that they can do the groundwork and they can invest in kids and stuff like that. So it's an awesome job to raise money for programs like the Boys and Girls Club.
It seems as though you organizations like this, and because they're here, I'm going to focus on them today.
Uh-huh.
That's an easy Facebook post for you.
Oh, of course. Yeah, who doesn't like kids? But one thing that's cool is this year we were really looking into the stats of all of our program agencies and how they affect the community as a whole. And one was that through the Boys and Girls Club, Bartlesville, NOADA, Salvation Army, and Westside, one out of two students have a place, safe place to go after school because of the programs that United Way helps fund. And that's pretty amazing to me.
Yeah, it is. Now, I know a lot of the public participation things, we've, you know, the golf tournament's over, mm-hmm. The sporting clay tournament is over.
Uh-huh.
Day of Caring continues,
yes.
because that's a more than a one-day event.
Yes.
But there's still plenty of ways people can get plugged in.
Yeah, of course. So this year, we announced our goal is $2.3 million. We are a little over 30% of that way to $2.3 million. So we have a long way to go, and we can't do that without the support of the community. So whether that's giving, you can give your time, you can give your money, you can go volunteer at Boys and Girls Club, Westside, Salvation Army, all these organizations. But we really need the community to rally together and help us get that goal there.
So if you have not filled out that payroll deduct, or if you have not filled out that pledge sheet, or written the check, mm-hmm. or walked in the door and said, here's $50, the job's not done yet.
No, it's not. We still have a way to go. So
thank you guys so much. What a great way to talk about the people, programs, and services of the Bartlesville United Way. And we will continue the story on some of their future engagement.
Yes.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks particularly for helping us focus on the Boys and Girls Club of Bartlesville. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network on K1.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. A Washington